This week on Indian Times, November is Native American Heritage Month, and the Oklahoma History Center has planned some special events to recognize that. Matt Reed is a member of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma, and he is the curator of the American Indian Collections for the Oklahoma Historical Society. This is something Matt Reed has been envisioning since he got the job 6 years ago, to have events that educate about the native peoples of Oklahoma. Reed said November is a busy time for Oklahoma's tribes.
I wanted to try to focus on Pawnee, straight dancing. In the past, we've had dance demonstrations here from the Caddo. We've had some stomp dancers here that were Shawnee, Chickasaw. I think we've even had Cherokee stomp dancers. So there's been a real heavy presence from southeastern cultures, and wanted to kind of branch out and to do something a little bit different. I've contacted a school group out of Pawnee Public Schools to come down to do a dance demonstrations. What I'd ask them to do is kind of focus on straight dance and traditional Pawnee clothing associated with that. Talk about the dance, what it is that people are going to be seeing, what it is that the kids are be wearing, why you're wearing it, protocols. Just basically kind of introducing somebody that's not from Oklahoma, maybe not even from the United States, to something that's from the cultures here in Oklahoma and what it is that they're seeing, so that, you know, if they see this in the future, they kind of know what's going on and it's not so foreign to them. The idea initially was to try to focus on tribally specific dances.
Now, you said that this would be for people who may not be from the United States. Are you expecting that type of a crowd?
It's going to be completely hit or miss. I'm always surprised about who is walking around inside the museum. It's real easy to think that your average visitor is going to be, you know, somewhere from the metro area, and more than likely that's probably what you're going to run into. But we get a lot of folks that are traveling through, you know, on I-40 or I-35, and they may be from New York or California or, you know, who knows where else. And I know I've been kind of cornered several times down in the gallery by people from Germany, France, Italy, Japan. You know, they come here and they walk into the Indian gallery and they're just overcome with their senses. They're just overcome. You know, they're seeing and hearing things and they don't know what it is. And then when you start telling them, you know, there's at least 39 different cultures here and there's all these influences from languages and culture and religion and the way you dress and everything, it just kind of blows their mind. So it would be a nice way to introduce all that diversity to somebody that's from, you know, much further away from here.
You know, though, it seems like, you know, those countries that you named are really terribly interested in Native Americans. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I'm just as interested in why they're so intrigued by it. I have no idea.
I know those Germans have got their own whole societies and powwows that they put on themselves.
Yes, and it's fascinating unto itself. It's like, why are you doing this? But, you know, being from Oklahoma and coming from this area, I have no idea why they're so fascinated, but they are, you know, so I just try to, it presents itself as an excellent opportunity to get rid of stereotypes and myths and misperceptions and kind of really inform people as to, you know, the best way that we can as to what it is that they're looking at or try to answer questions that they have and things like that.
That event with the Pawnees will take place on Saturday, November 16th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The following Saturday, November 23rd, we'll be focusing on the Native women of three tribes.
We've got a couple of representatives to talk about traditional Caddo women's dress and regalia, and then I've got another lady that's coming in to talk about Cheyenne clothing and compare and contrast contemporary traditional clothing with historical clothing and what the differences are, and to try to explain to people what it is that they're seeing. One of the things that I run into a lot is that a lot of contemporary people, non-Indian people, when they see regalia, they think that this is like historical costuming, and you have to dispel a lot of those misconceptions when you start explaining the difference between, you know, 21st century traditional clothing as opposed to mid-19th century traditional clothing. There's a lot of similarities and there's a lot of differences. It's a living culture and things change, and we incorporate contemporary materials into regalia to expose people to those things.
Would that kind of be like a fashion show then and now?
Yes, a little bit. If it all goes perfectly how I had it planned in my head, that's what we'll end up with. But it's all organic and things will change. So it should be something interesting to see and something fun. So I've got a positive outlook on this whole thing.
That was Matt Reed, curator of the American Indian Collections at the Oklahoma History Center.
Here, just missing you. I got all kinds of snacks at the
I'm Susan
Indian
Shannon
Fair.
For Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.